Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor.
Coming to you live from the WikiCuriosity Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, it's the Falling from Grace podcast.
Podcast hosted by the lovely Miss Angel.
Hello.
And of course Miss Ann.
Hello.
You can join them by calling in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735 will bring you directly into the studio. You can also message them on the live Facebook feed. If you message them there, they will answer either on the live feed or on the air for you. Speaking of Facebook, you can find them. All you got to do is go up into the search bar, type in Falling from Grace podcast. It will be the first one that pops up. Click on like, share, and follow so you are kept up to date on all of the live feeds and everything else that is going on the Facebook page. Also, head on over to WikiCuriosity Media's Facebook page. Give them a like, share, and follow. Be kept up to date on everything going on in WikiCuriosity Media. From the WikiCuriosity Media Facebook page, you can access the website, www.wikicuriosity.wixsite.com/WCMedia. It is a mouthful. Just click on the link. On the website, you can find pictures and information about the host, staff, and personalities of WikiCuriosity Media. You can also access their blogs. You can access information about the shows, and you can contact them. You can also access the YouTube channel, WikiCuriosity Media. On the YouTube channel, there are videos of the hosts, the live shows that have been uploaded, and all kinds of good stuff. Go on there and subscribe. If you would like to contact the Falling from Grace podcast or WikiCuriosity Media, you can message them on their respective Facebook pages or wicked_media@outlook.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your host, the beautiful Miss Angel.
Welcome to the
Yay!
Show, everybody. Another
weekend. Yay. We made it.
Right. Kind of. It's a long week.
Yeah.
It's a long spring break.
It's a long start of the week, too.
It really is. I actually said it to Austin earlier. I was like, you know, it's Tuesday, and it feels like it should be Friday because this week is already long. I'm already annoyed, and I don't want to do it anymore. Yes.
I agree.
Today was nothing but busy, busy, busy all day, and I felt like crap. I don't want to do it.
What about you, homie? How was your day?
It was actually pretty awesome.
I feel like your day was the frosting on the cake and was better than everybody else's, so we should hear about it. Because my day consisted of two snarky-ass 10- and 12-year-olds that didn't want to do shit today but fight and argue and glare at me.
And I am at Applebee's every single day at this point, so my stories are the same. A guy coughed on me today.
You punch him?
Oh, I really wanted to. Oh, my God. I
would have thrown up on his shoes.
I had my freaking, I had a peroxide in my hand. I should have just, like, sprayed his face. He's like, get away from me. I was like, what was the point of that?
So gross. People are such...
So, yeah, that was the highlight of my day. That and, you know, people bitching about doing shit they gotta do. That's the highlight of my day, too.
Day.
Every single day.
How was your day? What was the highlight of your day?
Well, my day consisted of going to two different comic book stores, buying a couple different comics, and then going to the range and finally being able to put some rounds through my pistol that I've had for about, well, God, probably about 9 months now, and haven't been able to shoot it because there hasn't been any ammo.
Yeah, it's been really hard to find.
But now
my father has resorted to having bags of ammo shipped to my house.
Yeah, but so the range that we went to, because I went with the Godfather today. Him and I went out today.
They did a whole day guy date.
Yeah.
Without us?
You were working. But she was here with the kids. We drove by Applebee's. I was like, hey, look, that's where Ann was.
Didn't even come inside and say hi.
Have lunch or anything.
I was like, that's where Ann was. He was like, really?
A free fucking drink.
We were on our way to the comic book store, the second comic book store.
Bitches. What car were you driving?
His.
Okay, but I wasn't paying attention.
No. But yeah. Found out today that my eyesight is pretty shit. Even more shit than I thought.
Still not as shit as mine.
So about the only thing I cannot protect this house against is...
Really tall man?
No. I can hit you if you're really tall.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're, like, really, really short or you have no legs, like, I'm going to bounce it off the ground. I literally, right now, according to my firing pattern on the targets that I was shooting at, I could literally aim at your chest and it hit you in the leg.
Listen, we've already discussed this. You might have, at least you hit a person, because I guarantee you take me in there and I'm going to shoot like a bull and I'll probably bust out a few lights stability and get kicked out.
I mean, if you're close enough to me, yeah, I'll take you out. But if you're far, right,
so
now...
You can see their whites of their eyes to be able to shoot them properly.
I got to be able to see the color of their eyes. What are you talking about?
That would have
to
be really close to me.
Wait a minute, burglar. Let me put my glasses on so I can shoot you properly.
Tied up.
Which is pretty sad because when I was active duty, I could hit the targets like no problem.
How
like,
long ago was that though?
I just got off active duty last September. Hasn't even been a year.
Were you also active duty?
I mean, not active duty, but the military. I retired last year, and even in the reserves, we go to the range. It's been about a year since I've actually fired a weapon. It's probably been about 5 or 6 years since I've actually fired a pistol.
So 5 or 6 years of aging.
And not getting your eyeballs checked.
Has taken its toll.
You called me middle-aged.
I think we all have to go.
I called you middle-aged.
You stroked parts of your beard.
That are really great.
Yeah, shut
up, middle-aged. I am getting up there in years. And yes, I will admit that my eyesight is pretty bad, and I do need to go get it checked out. But I also do need to spend more time at the range getting more comfortable with it. Because it's been so long, I felt awkward. And so my pistol is smaller than the Godfather's pistol. One of the Godfather's pistols, because we had three. We had 2 9mm and a 380 that we were shooting.
Right.
And my 9mm is a subcompact, and his is basically a regular size. And he has the extension on the magazine for the pinky, and I don't. And his was a lot easier for me to hold. And I had more control over his. So I just need to go to the range and get used to mine. So I think that's part of it, that I just need to get used to my pistol and I need to get used to firing a weapon again.
Hello?
Hold on, I gotta figure out how to turn this off.
Say what the hell?
Your children did something and added you to a chat.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Hold on.
So let's just close it out.
Try.
Yeah. Okay, so while we try to figure out our technical issues that we've got going on, we're actually going to take a small little break.
Falling from Grace, we'll be right back.
Not Xbox savvy. It apparently accepted an invite from my children while I was online to a party because I thought our stage manager was trying to reach us. But, yeah, my fault. It's all good now. No more tiny humans in the voice box.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. But it popped up again, and then I realized what they were doing. So
I thought it was fun calling in. And then for a split second, because it sounded really, like, far away and kind of weird, I thought it was, like, a ghost from the other side that somehow, like, got through. It just sounded really creepy. And when we hear creepy shit, it, like, freaks me out a little
bit. Right. All right. So we're talking about your day.
Uh-huh.
And you got some comics.
Yeah,
and you shot a gun.
Uh-huh.
And what else did you
do? That's really about it.
That is not about it. You went to one of the best geek stores today.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I got some figurines for you and I for D&D, and then some dice and some bags.
Not any big purchases.
No. I mean, there were little purchases that added up, of course. But not a lot of big purchases. I mean, I paid for...
I'm a little scared to know how much you spent on comics today. I don't really want to throw up on myself.
Actually, you'd be surprised.
Oh, my God. I'm going to guess. 50 at most.
Maybe a little over, but not much.
55?
Maybe roughly 60, but...
How many did you get?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. So, about 50, yeah. 55.
Okay.
One of them was $10 versus $5 because it's a special cover.
Now, are you going to read them? Or are you
going to read them.
Never touch them and
because
keep them in their sealed package.
I have a whole box of comics out there, too, and it annoys me.
So what I did is I actually bought, so three of them I just bought regular, and then I bought 1, 2, 3 different first editions, but I bought a couple different covers to go with those first editions. So they're the same comic book, different cover, because that's what they had, and I like them, and they were cool.
I suck at being a geek, because that's annoying. Three of the same comics just because they look different. Like, we're never going to do anything.
Well, one of them has artwork from one of the best and most upcoming comic book artists on it. And it's a franchise that Marvel Comics has just acquired. So it's... I'm not going to say it's going to be worth, you know, hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars. But it, to me, it's pretty cool.
That's what the supportive wife is all about. I support your need for useless things.
I spent more money at the range than I did on comic books.
That doesn't make me feel better.
That's because I bought the range game.
How much money did you spend in total today?
Yeah.
That's the real question. You've got to get his calculator out.
Oh, my gosh. Like 300 probably.
250.
259. 07.
Keep talking, because this is going to be a mix. I got to sign in.
The only thing that I was a little sad that I get to join in on, but I was happy that you got to go do, like, guy stuff, because it never happens, was obviously the D&D store, because I love going there. When they have stuff. But they do usually have, like, really cool dice, and I think that's nice. I got some very sparkly pink dice today. I like sparkly stuff.
Okay.
What?
Less than 200.
Okay, that makes me feel a little better. Costco, here I come.
Heck yeah. You guys didn't go to Costco today?
No, because my day, besides the snarky words of my preteens, was filled with therapies, school pictures, and that, and school, which I know not everybody is doing it, but at least in this part of Tennessee, yesterday was our first day back after spring break, and they're ready for school to be over, so they don't want to do it. They want nothing to do with it. And having a literal house full of people with ADHD, I know there are parents out there that 100% understand this. It is nothing but pure chaos 99% of the time. My whole day is me walking back and forth from room to room. Number one, I have adult ADHD. I will start a job in every room of the downstairs floor as I walk through the rooms because I see something else that needs to be done. So the job back here that I just walked away from for a second, it waits because now I have this job that I see. But then I notice that my kids aren't paying attention to school, so then I have to yell at them. Then I yell at them. Now my attention has been diverted, so it's in my eyesight. So now I see a new job that needs to be done. That's all my day is, all day, every day. In the doctor.
Yelling at them?
Yeah. Get back to class. Stop yelling. This week it's been stop yelling at each other. Stop talking to each other. Stop taking each other's food. Leave each other alone. Like, all day. Makes my whole head hurt. I, like, my chest hurt today by the end of the day. I was done.
I left at lunchtime.
Yeah. No, it was before lunch.
You were like, fuck them kids.
They were not on lunch yet. So, yes. To wish that COVID never existed and my kids didn't do virtual learning.
Next year, though.
It's a possibility. It's, I don't know, thinking very strongly about it. We've talked about starting our own pod for a couple different families and who have maybe the same mindset that we do. We're not big on the new vaccine and not big on COVID. So, I mean, we're done. Speaking of the vaccine, I saw today that there's a new company. Apparently, the belief is that 99% of people who do not get the vaccine don't get it because they believe that those people just don't want something injected into their arm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that we don't know is safe, that isn't, it's FDA emergency approved, but it is not FDA approved. So now there's a new company out who's developing a vaccine in pill form. And so the question now is, if it's in pill form, are you more likely to get it? Are you more likely to take it? Do we think that the side effects would be any different?
Well, the
And how are they getting those receptors the mRNA?
Something like that.
Compound? I don't really know. But, yes, I know the researcher says he would get it today. He has zero fear.
Yeah.
We get it. We understand it. We respect your opinion. I'm just wondering how they get those same properties into a pill form.
I'll be honest. I'm not sure. I've never heard of a vaccine pill.
Yeah.
Because my entire time, it's always been some kind of injectable.
Well, yeah, because
either
they need,
or like a nasal spray.
Right, because they're using live things, not the virus itself, but live components of said virus to bind to cells of your immune system. I hope I'm saying this right. I don't care. I'll probably just sound stupid. I don't care. Anyway.
So basically what it does is it allows your T cells to recognize
and fight against what the virus will be.
Yeah, so
how do you do that in a pill, though? Those things have that same.
So I'm going to give you a breakdown of the immune system real quick. Down and dirty.
Yeah.
What happens is a virus or a bacteria comes into the body. The T cells will identify it as a invader. And what the T cells do is that they send a signal to basically like your lymph nodes and stuff like that to produce certain types of white cells to fight that.
Right, which is why we see one of the side effects of the shot is that they suggest not getting a mammogram 3 weeks of getting your vaccine because your lymph nodes, okay, common sense people, your lymph nodes swell.
That they produce white blood cells.
They swell up.
Yeah.
If you go get a mammogram, it's going to get false positives on things we don't want false positives on. So they want you to wait for your body to have a chance to process.
Right. So, and normally it takes maybe one or two exposures to the certain type of virus, like the flu virus. Let's take the flu virus, for example, or even the cold virus. So our bodies, even though the flu and the cold, they mutate every year or even
right.
throughout the year, there are certain aspects of pretty much every different influenza virus or every different COVID virus.
Thank you. I was just getting ready to go
yeah,
there.
It's a COVID virus.
COVID has been here.
Yeah. This is just COVID-19. It is the 19th variant of the COVID virus.
Which is obviously stronger and deadlier.
Yeah. Which did not come from a bat, people. Let's get woke here. Anyway, so there are certain components within each of these different strands of viruses, core components, core DNA, that the body recognizes and is able to fight it. What surprises me about this whole, yes, we've got a COVID-19 vaccine. Let's break it down for just a second. The common cold is literally the COVID virus.
It is.
So we have been trying to find a cure or a vaccine for the cold virus for, I don't know
decades.
How many years. It's been decades. We have a vaccine for influenza.
Kind of.
I mean, it's a generalized.
It is. And as mutations happen, though, we're seeing that vaccine really is.
Right. It's
like 25% effective.
Yeah. But it helps to identify the most prominent influenza variant of that year.
Right. And it's supposed to. On the real side,
oh.
I have not had a flu vaccine in probably 20 years.
All right.
I don't get it. Not because I'm an anti-vaxxer before anybody comes at me, simply because the products that they use in the vaccine make me sick. So I don't get it.
It's cultivated in eggs.
Yeah,
I don't.
I can't eat eggs. I could eat a deviled egg, but I cannot eat normal eggs. They make me sick. So I've not had a flu vaccine in ages. In the 20 years, literally, I got the flu like 3 years ago. And yeah, it sucked balls. But it only lasted for like 2 days. Projectile vomiting, but it only lasted for like 2 days. That's the first time, though, in like 20 years that I got the flu.
Right. So my question is, and what's really confusing me here,
disease carrier, by the way,
is we now have, all of a sudden, a vaccine for the COVID-19.
Oh, I really don't flu this year.
Yeah. Virus. Why, if we were able to come up with a vaccine for COVID-19, why haven't we been able to come up with a vaccine for the other COVID viruses?
To me, the bigger question is, we already have a new variant with an actual name. It's not just...
Oh, there's three or four different variants
right,
now.
Right, but with an actual name. Because at first they were just like, it's mutated, moving on. Now they have a variant. It has a name, okay? The vaccine, they've already stated, more than likely does not protect you against said variant. That variant is going to very easily overtake 19. Because now it's mutated. So as people get sick with the new variant, that one's going to kind of out 19. So y'all just got vaccinated for the variant. That's going to disappear.
Yeah.
And there obviously are people. The reason we have not opted for the vaccination is because it has been proven that people with severe allergies, like bees, food, or like just super severe allergies, have harsher side effects.
Yeah.
Outweighing one versus the other. Either way, I don't want to end up in the hospital away from my kids. So we've opted not to do it because I want to wait it out and let all of you guinea pigs go through your time, and then when it's safe, I go through my time. But by the time it comes to my time, the vaccine is a moot point because now we have a new one.
The thing is see, I've always been on the fence about the whole pandemic issue. Number one, it is a COVID virus, and it literally is no different than...
Don't say it. Don't do that.
I'm going to.
It is very different than the flu. The severity of the kids that are ending up in the hospital and dying...
are no different than the influenza. The problem is, no, the problem is because they are being reported more and they are being falsely reported. Let's be honest.
Well, I get that there's false reports.
Because if you look at statistics from death hospitalizations from influenza back in 2019, 2018, 2017, it's no different than the deaths and hospitalizations from what we have from COVID-19 now.
No.
The statistically, there's really no difference.
There's absolutely a difference in the lives lost that far outweighs what we've lost from the flu in probably...
But it doesn't.
Years.
They're the same.
They're not the same.
The reason why they're not the same is people that are dying from influenza are now being reported as dying from COVID because, and I'm not trying to say that this is all one big global conspiracy. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I am trying to say, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't be wearing masks and we shouldn't be careful and this and that and the other. My heart does go out to them. The problem is not the COVID-19. Virus. Let's be honest. The problem is the media.
Well, we all know that. I don't know about you, but
No, I don't. But it is literally all over the place. For the past year, that's all we saw. In 2020, that is literally all we saw was COVID, 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 COVID. Nothing but COVID. It was literally crammed down our throats.
Because it was a pandemic.
And I understand this. But, and you can't dispute this, our media here in the U.S. also used it as a political tool.
To a point, I think so. I know that on a level, Ann is kind of on my level. I try very hard, and I feel like it's worked. I mean, I do. In keeping this house safe. Do I think that we've ever been exposed? 100%. 100%. I don't know what keeps us safe, but thank God it did. Because we've seen people, just in our neighborhood, there was a small outbreak.
Yeah.
It was like two blocks over, and it was multiple families. And when it hit our neighborhood, and it was more than one family, it wasn't just one family, it was multiple families, I was like, are you kidding me right now? Y'all better stay your asses at home. Do not come check my... Don't touch my mailbox. Don't knock on my door. Just stay home.
So I will give you a partial reason as to why that could have been. Number one, you're a germaphobe.
I am a germaphobe, absolutely.
Like you...
I don't like it.
You don't use any other cleaning product other than bleach.
Harsh.
Yeah. Number one.
Smell of it.
Number two, 99% of the people in this household have very strong immune systems. And I say 99% because we do have the 1% that has a compromised immune system simply because of the medication that she is on.
And because of her autoimmune disorder.
Right. So those two factors, you have the one factor where the virus gets in and it's like, bitch, bleach. And then you have the other factor where the virus gets in the body and the immune system's like, bitch.
Bleach.
it is literally the biological component of bleach. And I'm not saying that, you know, my God, I'm immune to everything. But
no.
At the same time, when was the last time that you absolutely saw me deathly sick?
Last year.
I was sick this
like
last year.
Laid up on the couch with the flu sick.
Yeah, you were sick last year. You've been sick a couple times where you've been laid up on the couch. Not for more than a day, but sick, yes. Does it happen often? No. And I will say this, because I've gotten some pushback about the way that we have handled the pandemic, or how I have. Because let's face it, I'm kind of bossy, and people do what they tell them to when it comes to this stuff. Not everything, but when it comes to the safety of this house, yes. And I've gotten some pushback, not just from family, but from friends, too, about being overly cautious. Number one, never be overly cautious when it comes to the safety of your kids. Fuck off. Two, that's fine, but I know that 90% of those people have had at least one person in their family who has gotten incredibly ill from COVID, and we have not, and it has been a year.
Yeah.
So I don't, I mean, call it what you want. I don't care. It's not like we never leave the house. And the kids, because another pushback was their immune systems and that we're just destroying their immune systems. And that's not true. While we are safe, we have a constant flow of the family, capital S, that is in and out of this house who have jobs that are essential. So they are around people. Their germs come in this house at least 4 days out of the week. The kids still see certain friends. Maybe friends that are a little more cautious, but they still see them. And some of their friends go to school. Like, they're in-person school. So, no, their immune systems are still being exposed to shit.
Yeah. And the thing is our family...
limited quantities.
So, we're not a family that doesn't ever get sick.
I don't use Instacart. Like, I don't...
No, no. And the one time that I got sick, I don't even think it was from like the flu or anything. I think it was literally just.
We worried for a day.
Probably,
there was
yeah.
a fever and he was sick, but then he bounced back the next day. He was fine. So I wasn't worried anymore. There was no fever.
Yeah. And it wasn't like it was a forehead fever. It was chills in the body.
Yeah.
And that happens randomly. It's not.
See, yeah, I think 90% of the time it's more exhaustion than sick.
Yeah. Yeah, but literally the last time that I was throwing up, couldn't move, could not function, sick. When was the last time that you saw me that way?
Do you want me to be
honest? Yes.
The last time you spoke to me.
Okay.
You said it.
I'm talking about fucking viruses here.
I know, but you said the word.
Okay, the last time I was sick from a virus. I think it was before you and I got married, when I was at your house visiting you in Oklahoma. And I was literally covered up on your couch.
Yeah, like first, like second visit.
Ever. With the kids. With my children.
The whole weekend, he was just sick on my couch. And I was like, this is
it
fun.
It was only 24 hours.
This is fun. Two kids I don't know, and you're sick.
And if I get a cold, I didn't get a cold this year. I haven't had a cold this year.
No, but I also truly, because I don't really get sick around Christmas time, not last year, you know, 2019, around Christmas time, that area of the year, I got incredibly ill. I do believe I had COVID at that time.
It's a possibility,
because I was
yeah.
incredibly ill. I don't have insurance, like many Americans, so I compensated at home with what I could find, which was Mucinex. I found a rescue inhaler, which I lived on for 2 weeks. Had a cough that wouldn't quit, and then when it finally, it took, what, weeks for the cough to go away, and then I was okay, and I haven't been sick since. But do I think, because I don't get sick, do I think that that was probably COVID? Probably, because I don't get sick. And I was really sick, and so was our youngest. I got it from her.
So my issue with the whole COVID-19 thing is it has gone from being a public health issue to now it's a political issue, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of my biggest contentions with the Democratic Party last year, and one of my biggest graces from Trump and the Republican Party is that they refused to use it as a political issue. As like Pelosi and liberals and the Democratic Party used it as a tool to attack Trump. And now, I mean, they still do, yeah. But now it is a political platform on which to present yourself. That was one of Biden's platforms that he was on.
Yeah, he's been really great in the first 64 days. Just
think
so. We're so happy COVID's gone now. I guess it disappeared. No,
no.
I think what I noticed, though, is that he rarely... Can I just call it a small conspiracy?
If you want.
Okay, so when he went into office, he signed into whatever that on federal grounds, you have to wear a mask. Period.
Uh-huh.
All the time.
Yeah.
We've had plenty of, I'm going to use air quotes, White House moments, because I don't believe it's there, White House moments where he comes out to speak, and we yet to see him wear a mask.
Yeah.
It's sitting his own law, and that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense?
No.
Make sense to you?
No.
I don't even see the military people who are standing there not saluting him, by the way, wearing masks. What's happening?
Were they close together, too?
Yeah.
Nasty.
He salutes them when he gets on, occasionally, when he gets on Air Force One or whatever.
When he can walk up the stairs?
I was saying, did you get that clip of him?
So, that's a question for me, though. Like, if you're at the White House, which is federal property, and you're not wearing a mask, are you breaking your own law? Shouldn't you get in trouble for that? It's just a question. I never see his inept, illiterate press person wear one either.
But it's funny because the one time that Trump didn't wear a mask,
everybody,
man, the media was all over it.
Conservative creators called him out all the time.
Well, yeah. But
you also noticed that a lot of his press conferences, a little sketch, and there's some weird, like, editing things happening that make it look like possibly he's not really in front of press, kind of just makes you go, no, just me? Okay. I mean, whatever. You don't do what you do. I'm just saying that.
All I know
hologram of Biden.
I mean, here's
there
the thing.
Yet, though?
We have watched Marvel movies for how long? Not Biden, per se. But his background and the surrounding scenery.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be
he's
that
just
hard?
Hiding in his bathroom.
Would it be that hard, though? It would.
Look, all I know is...
Well, I've got Walter in the White House.
That I'm literally paying $10 more a tank.
Oh, my
for
gosh.
Gas.
I...
Thanks.
And Austin and I actually had this conversation earlier because we were talking about stimuluses. Because, and here's another thing I wanted to bring up today, and I hope, you know, Anne joins in on it. But so if you are on TikTok, things that you like and follow tend to dictate how your For You page works.
Yeah.
And so your For You page will show you things kind of related to what you follow.
Yeah.
Kind of like Facebook.
Right.
In that sense. So obviously my For You page has some political things. I have one person that I follow constantly because he's actually smart. And is unbiased and just tells us the facts on, like, stimulus updates. They proposed another one, the fourth stimulus package, which includes the forgiveness for loans, I'm assuming, like, the eviction moratorium, all this other stuff. But then in there, they proposed $2,000 monthly recurring payments, I'm assuming for about 6 months, in the form of stimulus payments. Now, I don't know, because it has not been presented to the floor, so we don't have, like, documents to read. It hasn't even, I don't think it's been officially written. So I don't know if that's $2,000 per family, $2,000 per person, $2,000 per couple. I don't know how it works.
Right.
That's not been said yet. But Austin was like, hey, that just seems kind of weird, because, like, and obviously he is my oldest child. He has not yet filed taxes. He's not had any of these things to look at. He was like, wouldn't we have to pay that back? And the answer is no. 9 times out of 10, because it is a stimulus, what it is, and I get to say this shit because I do it here, what it is it's written into your tax credits as a new credit, and then it's canceled out when you file your taxes. So you get it and it's taken away all at once. You don't ever see it. Like, it's not, you're not paying it back. It's putting it as a credit. You got it. It cancels it out. That's all it is. So you don't see it. It doesn't impact anything. It doesn't change how your taxes, your refund ends up. So then we bring in these $2,000 monthly stimulus payments. The way that I see we are paying this back currently, gas prices.
Mm-hmm. Taxes.
Yes, they're getting their money back.
Yeah.
We aren't paying it back on our taxes. They're taking it right now. I got excited this week because I saved an entire dollar. Last year, if I saved a dollar on my gas last year.
Which we did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would pay like 75 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
I was excited because I paid $1.85.
Yeah.
That was the highest I saw last year.
I don't think it went over $2 a gallon last year.
My whole body hurt because I was like, I put like $30 in, had a little bit of gas left. I mean, I ran the gas out so I could fill it up on that
yeah.
credit. And I only got like $1 back. Like, it took 90% of that $30.
Tell you what, if it hits $3 a gallon, I'm going to start riding my bike. like bicycle. Like pedal bike.
I'm just going to start.
Dan's car is only used for Dan to leave the house, go to work, come home. That is it.
It gets the best gas mileage.
It does, but that is it.
Yeah.
My vehicle is used for physical therapy, doctor's appointments, school, work for the kids, sometimes work for myself, and any other thing that's coming. So I go through gas. And every time I have to fill up now, it just, it irritates the shit out of me. So do I think you should give us recurring stimulus payments? Yeah, because then I can afford to put gas in my car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really it. Like, I'm going to go to work this week for a day. And I would say a fifth of what I make in that day is going to be used in gas to get to work and home.
It's almost to the point of...
That's why I don't work.
Yeah.
Like, I already run so much. I went from filling my tank up every 2 weeks. Like, I could go a whole pay period.
Yeah.
And not fill my tank up. I fill my tank up twice a week. And it's not any one kid's fault. It's literally just shit I gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it worth going to work? I don't know.
Look, if you had a full-time, good-paying live off of your paycheck job, then yes.
Suggestion? OnlyFans? That's thrown out there.
Nobody would want to
see it. I promise you.
The lump squish that I've got going on. No OnlyFans. But you're right. If I have the ability to work a full-time 8-hour-a-day job, it would be worth it. However, if I worked a full-time 8-hour-a-day job, I have 2 kids that would stay in school. I have 4 kids who would not make it to necessary therapies and evaluations and shit that needs to be done. I have 1 kid that would not be able to go to her job. I have 5 kids here, okay?
And 1 kid that would not be able to go to her life-saving medical appointments.
Right. So it's not – this has been a fight for 10 years. It's not feasible for me to work a full-time job. Because we have kids with special needs. And while some might call it an excuse, I say fuck you because I know what I go through every single day. Before COVID, for Zoom doctor's appointments, I would say 4 or 5 days out of the week was at least 1 doctor's appointment or therapy. Like, I can't do that stuff with a job. Jobs they don't understand that stuff. Oh, you got another one, huh? That's in the military, folks, where you can be like, no, I got to go. And even then, it was kind of iffy.
Yeah.
I understand. So, yeah, I'll work.
And, you know, I am thankful that we live in an area that is low cost enough to where I can work 1 full-time job and still be able to afford, you know, our house, our cars, food, and stuff like that.
Before anybody crosses that line, we don't see this as friends.
No,
we don't. Other than medical, because I have kids, but I receive like SNAP and SNAP. We don't receive that stuff. and a family our size, easily it's like $900 a month in groceries. So,
yeah.
Do we ever struggle? Absolutely. Would we struggle less if I worked full time? Maybe, but then who struggles more, us or the kids?
Yeah, it's a trade-off that we have decided is not worth it. Because
that's after going to college.
Yeah, because I do make enough right now in the position that I'm in with the education and the experience that I have in order for us to live.
Okay.
I mean, we're fairly comfortable right now, you know.
Thank you.
I mean, we're caught up. But you know, after things got fixed last year,
we struggled.
So before last year, we struggled immensely because there were certain issues that were going not issues. There were certain factors that were going on that were causing us to struggle. But now that those factors have been resolved, we're not in that position anymore. We're not living paycheck to paycheck anymore.
Right.
We're able to.
Not exactly comfortable, but we're not uncomfortable. Like,
no.
I can't go shopping. I still don't buy myself shit. But if my kids need shoes, I'm going to go get them shoes, and they're probably not going to be from Walmart.
Yeah.
And
you know, and this isn't a bragging session or anything like that. This is literally life lesson. And I am thankful that we do live in an area of the country where the cost of living is low enough for me to be able to do what I have to do in order to support the family, and for you to do what you have to do in order to support the family, and you're not having to work to help support us.
Or to support yourself.
Yeah. Like,
you get to go spend your money on Victoria's Secrets. And, you know what I mean? Like, you're spending your money on shit you want.
Don't call me out like that.
Not shit
but
you need. Because if you need something, you know we're going to go get it.
Yeah. I know you guys, like, aren't going to have to fucking scrape every penny up from under the couch. Like, okay, we can get you this. I'm
right. Like, we all made sure that, granted, your family did help in part of it. But we made sure you had your graduation stuff. We made sure that your shit was taken care of. You got your senior pictures. And it was never a question of what do we take away from to make sure she gets what she needs.
Right.
Or to make her pay for it because that'd be easier on me.
And
it was never like that.
The one thing that I am thankful for, especially after last year, you know, all the difficulties were rectified. And we were able to become in the position that we are now. One thing that I am thankful for is that we are able to take on another child.
Or two.
Yeah. And be able to say, okay, yes, you are now ours. And every bit of everything that you absolutely need, food, clothing, work stuff, anything that you could possibly need, is there for you.
Although,
no,
I will admit, her family did make sure she had the work things that she needed.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And you know, I am thankful that... Right. Yeah. I am thankful that they helped. But it's not a struggle. Oh, my God, I've got another mouth to feed. How am I going to do it? I'm glad that I am so thankful that we are now in a position to where we can support, you know, another child, another person full-time, be able to give them what they need and you know, most of what they want.
Well,
and at the same time, be able to help others that don't live with us full time and not have that, you know, oh, crap, where are we going to get this from? How are we going to be able to help? You know, we can't the words we can't afford it very, very, very rarely come out of our mouth when it comes to essential anymore. It doesn't.
Well, not only that, and I do want to give a shout out. When we say the family, we're not talking about these four walls. We have the uncle, we have the godfather, we have the guy in glasses. We have worked together as a family for a long time, at least the last 3 years, to make sure that anything that this whole family needs happens. And when we've not been able to provide it ourselves, just phone, they have always stepped in to say, it's fine, we've got it.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that we have that unit, because a lot of people don't. And I did realize more over this last year how important that has been to me. Because there have been moments where I'm like, man, I just can't handle this. There's not enough of me to go around.
Yeah.
I need somebody else to step in and help. And it's never been a question. Somebody has always stepped in and said, what you need?
Yeah.
I got it. Let me take care of it. Thank you. Thank you all. Honestly, like, thank you all for being the pseudo-parents to us as parents, because it is so truly appreciated. And I hope other people have been able to find that during this last year especially. But I am also thankful that Dan has been able to put us in a position where we rarely have to ask for that anymore. When it's big, big things, yes, we all pitch in. And it's not because we can't do it. It's because we all pitch in to make it happen. But nine times out of ten, it's just normal stuff. Like, there's not really a question.
Yeah.
And even Austin said that today. Because we have been there. We've been in the lows of lows.
Yes.
Or somebody has asked for something, and I have automatically said, I'm sorry, we can't do that. We just can't afford it. And this was before the family was formed, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's like, sometimes it just feels weird because I'm like, probably, he's like, you know, probably in the last 6 months or so, it feels really weird to be like, hey, I want to get this. I got the cash, but I need to use your card.
Yeah.
And the first response is, okay. And he's like, it's really weird because it's not, the first response isn't, well, can you wait 2 weeks? Because we can't really afford it right now.
Yeah.
And I'll admit, I have a hard time with it myself. I grew up differently. And so having money makes Dan comfortable, makes him happy. Unfortunately, having money does not make me comfortable or happy sometimes. It makes me very nervous. I stress out a lot about spending money. I don't spend money well. I actually have anxiety attacks when we spend larger sums of money because I want the money there in the account holding us over. Like, I don't want to spend it. It is different because the words have come out of his mouth of, like, I thought you'd be happy, or I feel like you're not happy that we have this. And it's not that I'm not happy. It's that now I'm actually more stressed because it's there and I'm afraid it's going to go away. It's so stressful.
But I actually like being able to do that. I like somebody, and this is not a power thing. Before I even go any further, this is not a power thing for me. But I like to be able, when one of my children or my wife or somebody comes to me and says, hey, I want to do this. Are we able to? And immediately, without even going over the finances and going over the bills and going over, you know, what's my next paycheck going to be or anything like that, it's an automatic yes, because over the course of the past, I would say, 2-3 years, I've become very anal retentive about keeping an eye on our accounts.
Just because my phone sucks, it always locks me out of our accounts. I never know it's there. Never.
But I am always constantly having a running tally of what's in our accounts.
And that's probably what stresses me out, because I can't actually. Here's a problem. Even though I could see it, I wouldn't want to see it. Because I get more stressed out.
Right.
It's easier
on you, on your anxiety, when you're like, hey, can we do this? Yeah, yeah, not a problem. Are you sure? Yeah, there's such and such amount, and this is like not even a tenth of what it is. You know, and it makes me feel good that I can do that for you and for my children now. You know, I did get, I've had him come up to me and be like, hey, I want to spend this, this, and this. Here's the cash. Cool. Here's my car. And it's a trade-off. And it was really good for me to be able to say, yes, we can.
Can we fix it?
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Ian? Like, how have things been for you? How do you feel like the stress level or the monetary level has been since you've been here?
I feel like it's been, for me personally, cool. Normal. I mean, like, lower than it was before I moved here.
I'm sure you remember.
Yeah.
There were many times when they first started dating that I was like, I don't know if he can do that with you, because I don't know if I've got that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a little different from my situation, because, like, when we first moved in with him, he always had a lot of money, so we always, like, did stuff, and it made me feel weird, because before that, I had nothing. So it was kind of like Austin's situation, where he's, like, kind of nervous about, like, wanting to do stuff, or he's, like, nervous about it being normal, and that's kind of how I still am. Like, I feel nervous, like, asking you guys to, like, to go get fast food and shit, even though I know you guys have the money. It's just, like, the thought of it makes me nervous. I don't know why.
Like, I don't really buy fast food. We don't really eat a lot of fast food. Just to work there. But
just, that's the first thing that popped into my mind.
Yeah, like, and I don't, when I take everybody, because we are a big family, it's small stuff. When I'm only catering to, say, the two oldest teenagers, I don't really care. But if I'm buying for 11, yeah, obviously we don't do that often. But like today, I went and got everybody breakfast. Don't normally do that, but I had made breakfast. We had some appointments this morning. I knew people were hungry. So we stopped at Bojangles, which I don't eat their food, and that's fine. I wasn't nervous. Like, I just ordered some shit, brought it home, and that was it. Like, I didn't care. It didn't really faze me too much, and it wasn't really expensive.
You didn't have to
check
your bank account.
Yeah, I paid with cash, but I wasn't worried about what I had in my purse. Like,
and I will say that that's one good thing that I love about all of my children, is it's not gimme, I want. Like, I see a lot of kids from their respective age groups.
Yeah.
You know, it's, hey, can I?
Well, and I will say, it actually almost made me a little sad, because for their birthdays, not Liam so much, not our 12-year-old, but our 9-year-old, because she's witnessed...
10-year-old.
10-year-old, sorry. She's witnessed, he actually kind of feeds off my anxiety at times. I know, it's not okay, but it happens. She would find something she wanted for her birthday, and then she'd be like, no, I don't really want that. That's really expensive. No, you don't have to give me that. That's okay. And so they're still kind of sort of, like, conditioned to that, which I don't want them asking for, like, you know, stupid things, but just the fact that she's still very conscious about, like, you don't have to get that. That's really, we don't have to go there. That's really expensive.
Well,
yeah.
What I see, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I completely agree where her anxiety comes from. Like, if we're shopping, like, I was helping my little sister shop for their gifts, and, like, I knew I wasn't spending my money. I knew it was my parents' money. So I, like, helped them look for anything that wasn't above $20, because I was like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, have them buy something that's $80, and,
yeah,
you know, like, I'm not going to be that person.
Yeah. You know, and we still shop in a lot of places, like, okay, not we. Dan has a more expensive taste. I shop a lot at places like Five Below and Dollar Tree. Like, I cannot physically pull myself out of that place, but I also grew up in that place. So, I mean, like, I'm 43 almost, and that's ingrained now. I am a bargain shopper. Like, I don't even grocery shop without massive amounts of coupons. I love watching the price go down. The price doesn't, but I think it's going and paying like $200 for groceries, swipe my card, it was down like $4, and I'm like, what?
The thing is what I see it as is we are teaching our kids respect for money. You know, why pay $2.25 for a 2-liter of Coke when you can literally get it for 79 cents for Kroger Cola?
Now, there are certain sodas that I won't buy off-brand just because they taste
right.
Like, I'm a Diet Coke drinker. I cannot drink off-brand diet soda because it tastes like sucrose. It tastes horrible. But I could drink their fake Mountain Dew. It tastes the same. So it's just really, there are certain things I won't compromise on and certain things that I will absolutely bargain shop for.
Right. And I've kind of gone that way, too. Like, potato chips. I can eat store-brand potato chips. Don't you dare give me store-brand Doritos. I'll throw them right back in your face. Like, No, they are not. They are not nacho cheese Doritos. I want my nacho cheese Doritos. Don't give me no store brand bullshit.
Yeah, perfect example is Austin and I went shopping.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of junk food, but occasionally my favorite chip is Funyuns. My favorite. I actually lived on them while I was pregnant with my oldest daughter, which is where the love came from. I don't even know. It's a salt. Anyway, we decided to buy Walmart brand. Try them out.
No.
Brought them home. We both tried them and both were like, that is not a Funyun. That is not okay. I'm never doing that again. It tastes nothing like it. So yeah, I'm going to occasionally, like, what, once every 3 weeks, I might buy it. It tastes good. But I can't do the off-brand.
Yeah. And the thing is, and like I said, you know, we're teaching our kids those money-saving aspects. You know, we had a child that got a lump sum of money from school.
Last year. Still has money.
Still has probably almost half of it left.
Maybe half of it. Here's the thing. He did splurge. And want to know what he splurged on? Because he's never been able to do it, is he went Christmas shopping, and he had fun with it. He's never been able to do that. And I
think
like,
he didn't splurge on himself.
He did a little bit, of course, obviously.
I mean, and that's just
but
human
it's been
nature.
A year, and it wasn't very much money. It's been a year. He still has it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when we got our tax refund, and we splurged a little bit. Just to upgrade some bits in the house and get some things better. But most of it was catching up on the things that we've been so far behind on because of
I lost my
situation.
Job due to COVID. Part of it just was because it wasn't working out. But 90% of it was that my office closed when COVID hit. Couldn't be in there. Couldn't do anything. So I went from paying my own car note, which I was really proud of, but I paid it every month from my own account, for my own money, to I don't have money anymore. It was a pretty high car note for a car.
Yeah.
And so, we went from me paying it to not being able to pay it, and we got pretty behind. And so, yeah, we used that stimulus. We used that tax money to catch up those things.
Yeah.
Which is what they were for.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's better to be in a good position. Do I hope? I'm not going to lie. Anybody who's I get the argument of not wanting to rely on the government, but I'm also not an idiot. I have a lot of kids. If the government says they want to send me some free money, I'm going to probably take it and spend it on my kids. I don't care. Shut up.
And get ourselves in a better position than what we were.
Yeah, which is what a lot of people need. Do I think a $1,400 payment got everybody out of their year behind rent problems? No. No. Now, I want to change gears a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Because,
I actually have a fun fact.
Yes, go for it.
So Krispy Kreme is giving everyone a free donut if you get your vaccine.
So I saw and I
didn't think it was real. I did not think it was real until I Googled it and it was on
NBC. It's super real.
See, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Like, I don't care much donut. I'll pay the $2 for the donut over the vaccine. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Someone on Facebook was like, well, what about the people who don't get a vaccine? Like, what about them?
What?
Do they get a vaccine? I was like, do you know how stupid you sound right now?
That's the problem with this country. Did you really just get offended by the fact that the promotion is for people who are vaccinated? Although I will say this, there's a lot of countries now, UK probably in particular, that you cannot go on holiday now unless you have a vaccine pass. So care workers are going to lose their jobs if a bill passes. They haven't passed yet, but what they're proposing is that care workers will lose their jobs if they do not get vaccinated.
Didn't they give them all vaccines, though?
They offered them.
Like, so at the beginning, they didn't. They weren't like, these people are required to get them. They were just offered.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is the UK, just like the US, there are hundreds of thousands of people protesting over the vaccine. They don't want it. So now they're trying to pass it into law that you have to have it. That feels a little weird to me. That feels really weird.
Yeah. Because, like, if there's not any other law that you have to get any other vaccine.
Right. So now I look at, we've still got months to go, and old Sleepy Joe has signed so many things.
Mm-hmm.
I have kids right now that are homeschooled. They're not homeschooled. I'm sorry. Bad wording. They're virtual schooling.
They're basically homeschooled. They're
right.
They don't show up anymore.
We had that problem on Monday.
Dude.
Maybe she just forgot. And my poor 10-year-old was, like, freaking out because she couldn't get into class. She's afraid she's going to get in trouble. So I emailed her normal teacher. I'm like, hey, she can't get into PE. I don't know what's going on. Well, we go back into class. She's like, we can tell her. Okay. So I go over there. We raise her hand virtually, of course. And before we could answer, she was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that he emailed me apologizing because he decided to take the day off and forgot about his virtual class.
At what, like 12 o'clock at that point?
Like, class is over.
Dude.
Just forgot. Sorry, kids. Sorry you were freaking out.
I really wonder if he got in trouble for that.
I highly doubt it. But, like, seriously.
Like, he was probably there for his actual class.
You forgot about the virtual kids? That's cool. Yeah, okay. That's what happens. But my story is that come next fall, there will be a rule in place that if they don't have, because they are trying to pass it so that kids have to get the vaccine. Sorry. That without it, they won't be able to go to school.
That ain't gonna work.
Don't really care. I mean, we'll virtual school. I have a great homeschool program. We'll do what we need to do, but I would prefer that they have normal teachers. I don't know that I prefer they be back in person, but I prefer to be able to have a choice without, like, discrimination over the fact that, you know, maybe I don't want to make my kids guinea pigs. I don't know. Just put that out there. Also, look, we just veered right back around to the vaccine. Ann and I saw something this week regarding LeBron James. Now, before we get into this, I just want to, can we do the disclaimer?
Yeah, we might want to.
Yeah.
Views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates.
Okay. It's opinion. Everything that we say from this point out, and it always is. I don't care. Get offended. I don't give a shit. It's all opinion. Anyway, there's a picture going around. Before his quote-unquote injury, his very rare injury that has sidelined him for the season, where he tweeted a picture of him and a little girl. Little girl. He's, like, squatting down with her. And it says something about wanting to have a daughter and how jealous he was, whatever. Anyway, her hand placement in the picture was literally right there.
It was around his dick.
It was literally around it.
Like, there's no denying.
Like, he's holding on to it.
Like how her hand should have been, like, on his lap, but instead he just kind of let her, like, grab it.
Yeah. Bad placement, bad picture, why would we post it? Got called out immediately. Like, the comments on that picture are insane.
Did that picture come out recently, or was it super old?
I can't look up TikTok out of here. Let me see here.
Anyways, though, that's fucking weird. And didn't he say he was, like, tweeting a bunch of shit, too, about, like, pizza?
So somebody called him out about, when is that picture from?
It does not say. Hold on. Did That's...
Well, here we go. Let's try to get Ash. Okay, so...
2014.
Yeah, 2014. Here's the problem with that. Obviously, it's resurfaced. Apparently, around the same time, though, he was tweeting a bunch of stuff about missing pizza. Missing getting good pizza. There was a lot of it. And so a creator called him out and was like, I mean, when I miss pizza, I walk down the street to the pizza shop, I get myself some pizza, I don't write about it. And then now, suddenly, after this picture has resurfaced, he has come down with a very rare ankle injury that has sidelined him for the rest of the season. So, I mean, think of it what you will. I'm not going to...
He literally tweeted on March 11th about Blaze Pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to be spending all 30 days trying to memorize 30 digits in pi and then at Blaze Pizza. A bunch of pizza shit.
See? Weird? Gross? Maybe? The picture was gross, by the way. Dan, are you looking at it pretty close?
I am.
Do you see it?
I did definitely see it.
Yeah. Do you see the comments?
I'm looking at the like some of the stories.
Yeah, so I saw it on TikTok through one of the creators, and I don't know which, I think it was his post that they screenshotted with comments.
Yeah.
And it was instantaneous. And it was just like, yeah, like it was like out there. It was anybody was sugarcoating anything. They were like, wait a minute. What? Why is that up? What's wrong with you? So I have a problem with it. I don't know that I believe that he was pulled from... It's LeBron James.
He tweeted 2 days ago, like, everything's fine. So I don't think he's been removed from anything yet.
No. I just Googled him, and his rare ankle injury came up for...
Yeah.
So it's a little weird. That was a little weird. We've had some scandals. We haven't been in 2021 very long at all. Like, who do we have? We didn't kick... So Alex Rodriguez. Already done fucked up this whole thing. He was dragged into some Bravo TV drama in January when Southern Charm star Madison LaCroix accused of having an affair with him, and soon as it was alleged that the mystery man was A-Rod, after internet sleuths discovered he'd once followed her and liked many of her Instagram posts, and that they both stayed at the same New York City hotel around the same time in December 2020. Cast member Danny Baird also revealed on the Reality Life with Kate Casey podcast that Madison and Jennifer Lopez's fiance had been FaceTiming. Madison confirmed some of the rumblings, telling Page Six that he was an acquaintance, but they had never met up, and despite all the drama, at least back in January, it wasn't his first accusation of infidelity, and to be honest, he didn't end his first marriage very well, but at least as of January, like, him and Jennifer Lopez were okay, but then what did I say, like, 2 months ago? Maybe 2 weeks ago, something about them breaking up. So I don't know. Which is funny because when A-Rod first came into the spotlight as a Mariner, a Seattle Mariner, I had the biggest crush on him. I did. I was like 11. He's old now, like me. But like, I had a huge crush on him. And now I look at this person that he supposedly had an affair with. She's super pretty. He's aging. Like, I feel like she could find somebody else.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, like, it just feels like she could find somebody cuter. She's pretty pretty. Then we had Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen. I've heard that name, but what happened?
Who I've never actually seen, but has a hell of a mullet.
Oh, is he racist or something?
Yeah, he was on his He was in his front yard, was out there yelling the N-word. It was recorded.
What?
It was recorded, and he was actually canceled by, so Country Radio pulled his songs, as did Sirius XM, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Radio Powerhouse, Cumulus Media.
He is still loved by every single fucking girl, Powell High School girl.
His records label suspended him indefinitely, and the Academy of Country Music announced he'd be ineligible for 2021 awards. He did obviously take to Instagram and apologize, saying that he met with Black organizations to discuss his words and asking his fans not to defend him. It was wrong. It's me to take ownership for this. I fully accept any penalties I'm facing. The time of my return is solely upon me and the work I put in.
Why would
he's not that well known. I don't see him coming back.
How long ago was that? Like, not
February.
Yeah. You didn't grow as a person. You were out there screaming. You didn't know what you were doing.
He's a...
Unless you were high off
a
drug.
A cut-off middle shirt. Do we really feel like he learned a lesson?
No.
And a mullet. It's crazy.
He has a fucking mullet. That's all you gotta say.
Alec Baldwin. He's obviously been in Scandal City County, but this one's his wife. His wife, who calls herself Hilaria Baldwin, okay, grew up with Hillary, by the way, who has portrayed herself as a woman of Spanish descent and has very much played that off with, like, accents and all of that. And apparently, here's the thing. Don't be stupid in the wake of a pandemic. Because people have been at home and bored, what do? They will sleuth you till the end. It emerged that she was, in fact, actually born and raised as Hillary in Massachusetts.
Oh, my God.
Her parents, at some point, like 2011, moved to Spain, but she is not Spanish.
Kind of like Kamala Harris being black.
Her big stance was that she was going to be the first African-American vice president, right? Then that whole thing.
With her dad.
So in the wake of Asian hate crimes, she is now promoting herself as the first Asian female in office.
Really? They've changed their stance on a lot of fucking shit.
Yes.
Like, so they were... I didn't read a whole lot on it because it kind of pissed me off. And I was like, okay, whatever. But they were, like, not against weed in their campaigns, right? Like, they were promoting it. Like, even she has even, the vice fucking president herself has even admitted to smoking marijuana. It's in a fucking clip during an interview, right? Tell me why they just fired a shit ton of federal people
for
admitting to smoking weed.
In the past.
In the past. Not that they're openly doing it now before work every day.
No, but they could have
tried it.
They were 18, now they're 25, and they don't smoke it anymore.
They literally said that they have tried it before. And they have no jobs now.
And
that's irritating as shit.
Yeah.
Are the people that
this is
the American people voted in, and everybody was pissed off at Trump because he said mean tweets. But yet you literally have two people in office right now. One of them is obviously fake person, fake. Completely fake. It has been, like, widely proven in the media. And, of course, you know, the media is silent about it right now. Thank you, liberal media. And the other one...
Not Fox News, though.
Can't even walk upstairs. You know, and...
I want to point out his caretaker, his wife, should have been there the whole time.
Look.
Where the fuck was she? Off the plane already? She's a bad...
She's like...
Ran.
Look, I get it. I get it. I am supposed to support the President of the United States. I get that. But at the same time, and I will say this on every single one of your episodes that I am on, I literally spent 24 years in the military to fight for the right to continue to fight for the right for me to say what I am saying.
Yeah, but those rights don't even matter anymore because look at all of the people in the military that were let go because of being conservative, active conservatives.
Look, I'm retired now.
I know. My issue is this, though. Those people are still fighting. They're active duty.
Yeah.
You don't get to tell them what they believe. What they believe, what they say outright in the uniform, yeah, that's not okay because they signed a contract. But to tell them what to believe?
Right.
That's not okay.
No, no. And the whole time that I was in, whether it was active duty or reserve, it is expressed to us immensely that when you are in uniform, you are neutral on every stance that you can be on because you are representing the United States of America. You are representing the United States military. Your personal beliefs.
Along with your family.
Along with your family. But specifically, you in uniform. You do not go to rallies in uniform. You do not sign petitions in uniform. What you do in your civilian attire, in your, you know, when you are not in uniform, that's on you. As long as it's not illegal.
Well, to a point.
To a point. I mean,
the entire 10 years, I did not sign a petition. I did not actively engage in any type of peaceful protest.
No.
Because my actions would reflect on my husband. Whether I'm civilian or not, I took that seriously, and so did he. In uniform or not, we were respectful of the uniform.
You are representatives of not only the United States military, but the United States of America. And you're supposed to hold that representation in high regard. So, you know, yeah, showing up to a Trump convention or a Biden convention in uniform, yes, I can understand you getting into trouble. But if I am at my computer, at my personal residence, using my personal email that I pay for, on my personal computer, and I am looking up either A, conservative things, or B, liberal things, that should not matter to you as long as it's not interfering with, A, my job, or the United States. You know? And no, members of the armed forces cannot be members of the KKK or the neo-Nazis or the Black Panthers or even BLM.
Right.
Because they are radical groups.
Right.
You may support them in your heart and in your mind.
But asking somebody what they support and then penalizing them for it because in their own time they support those things,
yeah,
it really bothers me. That's an absolute invasion of liberties. As long as they're doing their job, doing it well, and not causing a problem while in uniform, I don't see the issue, and I don't think it was okay. This hunt on conservatives, and I can't even say I'm a conservative because I'm not, but I do find the idea of hunting them out and basically destroying their lives gross. It's gross. I don't understand it. I don't like it.
You know, there was another group that, you know, roughly about 90 years ago did the same thing. Suppress liberties, tried to suppress free speech. Would literally hunt people that did not agree with them and put them in camps.
That's kind of feel like that, doesn't it? Welcome to New America.
And the liberals call conservatives fascists.
Right. Okay, so to sideline that again. Anne, have you heard about the documentary about Britney Spears?
Yes.
It actually came out in February. I didn't see it.
I think it's on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix? I'm totally down to watch
it. You will have to watch it. So it really just brings a lot of attention to her conservatorship. I did not realize that Britney Spears was 39.
Damn. Oh, crap.
She's not that much younger than me. And she's still, you know, locked down, being told how to live. Her dad's had conservatorship now for 13 years.
Could you imagine your parents telling you how to live your life right now?
Yeah, because so the guy that she was, and it doesn't say anything here, but the guy that she was seeing, she wanted to. And he wanted her conservatorship ended because they wanted to get married and start a new 5. She's 39 years old. And they squashed it. I can't even... And the thing is luck or heart, because she does not look 39.
Yeah.
She does sometimes when she looks a little stressed out and, like, tired and stuff. But, and maybe in this week she looks a little crazy. And I'm not saying she doesn't have mental health issues, because she obviously does. She's bipolar. But there are many, many people living with mental health issues and bipolar disease that are living on their own and living fulfilling lives. I think it's insane. There's a lot of rumor going around that, like, she has been forced into work when she didn't want to, like to do chores and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and to continue generating money because he can make those decisions for her. Like, that's insane. And there's the big hashtag Free Britney, the framing Britney Spears is what it looks like the documentary is called. And a lot of her mental health issues have been blamed on the paparazzi because she was really, she blew up super quick and they dove on her. And then, obviously her relationship with Kevin Federline and all the crap she went through with her kids has sparked the Free Britney movement. Justin Timberlake actually went on Instagram in February on the 12th. And apologized both to Britney and Janet Jackson, you know, the Super Bowl championship. Writing in part, as a man in a privileged position, I have to be vocal about this because of my ignorance. I didn't recognize it for all that it was while it was happening in my own life, but I do not want to ever benefit from others being pulled down again. I don't know.
It's on Hulu, by the way.
It's on Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
Ooh, and we're going to have to watch it. I do feel bad for her, though.
I feel, yeah.
Have you seen some of her posts? Like, they are
They're
a little
really weird.
They're a little out there. And so you can take it from one of two sides. Is her mental health still, like, really down to her needs to be taken care of? Or is she just in duress and crying out for help without crying out for help?
Yeah.
You know? So that's a little weird. Does anybody know who Armie Hammer is? Such a weird name.
Armie Hammer?
I've heard the name, I think.
Okay, so he is an actor. I don't know what he's from, though. Let me look real quick. So he has been accused of being, he's an American actor, of being a, what's the word? Gonna eat people?
Cannibal?
Cannibal.
Oh, God.
So, here we go. Let me see here. He is known for The Social Network.
Look how weird her Instagram caption.
The Lone Ranger. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. So those are let's see here. Hotel Mumbai.
It's really
Cars 3.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Disney Infinity 3.0 video game. He played the Lone Ranger. Entourage.
I think I know who you're talking about. He was in the Lone Ranger with Johnny Depp, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see here.
He's also under a sexual assault investigation.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Like, Slicko, Veronica Mars, Dress Development, all that stuff. Anyway, in January, messages that he'd allegedly sent women on social media was the cause of this gigantic scandal. Within the exchanges, he allegedly described himself as a cannibal. Multiple women came forward with shocking accusations. Among them... Courtney Sekovich, who claimed that Armie said to me he wants to break my rib and barbecue and eat it. And another ex, Paige Lawrence, who claimed he'd asked her to remove ribs for him. She also shared a photo revealing an egg carved into her skin with a knife, courtesy of the actor. the controversy caused the Call Me By Your Name actor to pull out of a film he was meant to start shooting alongside Jennifer Lopez in February, and Page Six reported in February that Army was living in Grand Cayman, where he grew up and where his estranged wife, Elizabeth Chambers, was faced with their kids during the COVID pandemic. And according to onlookers, he was acting like he was, you know, living without a care in the world. To add to the bizarre scandal, in February, police shut down speculation that Army was being investigated in connection with the mysterious death of a woman in the California desert. So, a little weird. A little weird.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't even know this guy. Like, what a name, though. Army Hammer?
So, it's actually Armand Hammer.
I don't care. Army
Hammer. Oh, God.
What, Kevin Hart?
Did you hear about him?
What the fuck?
Oh.
Why do you... The list just keeps going.
So, he didn't do anything. He actually had a personal shopper that ended up making like more than $1 million in unauthorized purchases. He's been working for him since 2015. He was arraigned in February on grand larceny and 9 other counts. He also purchased like $240,000 worth of jewelry and watches, AR and Louis Vuitton bags.
For himself?
Using his money.
Wow.
How do you know
about $1.5 million?
Well, he probably didn't know because I got a shit ton of money coming in. That's so fucked up, though.
That sucks for him. Did anybody else know that Larry King died of COVID?
Larry
yes.
King?
I did not know that.
I did.
His scandal in death, I'm not even here, was that he wrote his estranged wife out of his will, like 2 weeks before he died.
I did that.
Yeah.
He
wanted the money only before his children, and it was like 2 months after he split from her, so they were technically still married when he passed away from sepsis. He passed away from sepsis after battling COVID-19. But anyway, that's his scandal. Okay, well, here's a good one. Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised. Are we really?
So what are we going to accuse him of now?
What are we going to accuse him of something? Are we going to accuse him of shit that he's openly... Like, he's so fucking open about.
Evan Rachel Wood.
I know that name. She's an American actress, I think.
Look her up. Because she publicly made a serious accusation on February 1st on Instagram that she had been abused by ex... fiance Marilyn Manson. He was better known. Yeah.
Marilyn Manson. Yeah.
Yep. They dated back in 2007 when she was like 19. He was 38. 3 years later, they were engaged, but they split in like 2010. And alleged that he groomed her as a teenager and horrifically abused her for years. The thing is that she had gone before Congress at some point and said she'd been a victim of abuse, but she never named him. And unfortunately, his record label and talent agency dropped him within days. And then other women came forward with abuse allegations of their own. He claims that they are horrible distortions of reality.
So
he doesn't say they aren't true.
Yeah, he just
they're
says they're
horrible
distortions
of reality.
Meaning he's blaming them for not remembering it correctly.
Right, like... But it was fun.
It was fun for me. You enjoyed it in the moment. Shut the fuck up.
He kind of looks like hell right now, though.
Dude, he always looks like hell. What are you talking about?
No, I know, but this is a super close-up picture. And
hold on. I swear to God, if I look at it, it's what he normally
looks like. He's so ugly. I'm sorry.
It's just his face. Like, he looks good on stage, but then when you're, like, meeting him, you're like, oh, fuck, this is an old-ass man who's very close to me.
What do we think it's true?
I 100% believe it. I do. I was just waiting for it.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, he's just one of those people here, you're like, yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Just disappointed, but not surprised.
Isn't he super good friends with, like, Rob Zombie?
They did a whole tour together.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they're friends.
I thought we had read when we did Rob Zombie.
They might be close.
But they were pretty close. Like, I would, judging by his relationship with his wife, like, I would feel like that would be something to get yourself far, far away from.
Yeah. Well, we got to see what he has to say about this.
Yeah, like that. Ooh, like, separate yourself.
Yeah.
They actually had a feud for a long time. And they had a complicated friendship. Like, they didn't...
They didn't do well?
That's fucking weird. I mean, Rob Zombie's a little weird, but...
His Instagram is literally just anti-meat. Like, it's all videos of... animals being murdered, and his description is, stop eating meat. Like, I'm not even fucking kidding. You're such huge fucking vegans. Not even...
Wow.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. They're so anti-violent.
Doesn't that how they movie people?
Yeah.
That's
fucking crazy. Like, their house is creepy. Like, he did a house tour recently, and it's, like, full of... It's basically a horror movie.
Which is awesome. I'm just saying that, like, you made movies and people ate people, and people eating people is still
meat. But they will not
stop vegan.
They're not vegan people.
Not. So.
I mean, vegetarian. You know,
you can't really judge a person by the work that they do.
It's just a huge flip.
But if you look, and we've done this on both files and nobody. It was a joint show that we did. We looked at the music, movies, and life behind Rob Zombie. I mean, you look at how Rob Zombie grew up, where he grew up, and the influences that he had in his life. It makes complete and total sense. The music that he puts out, the movies that he does, his house, you know, and his decorations, and also his life. Style that he lives, you know, him being a vegetarian, and him being totally against, you know, meat and stuff, you know, people eating meat and stuff like that. It all makes total sense. And, you know, I don't agree with everything that he says or does or anything, but I still think he is a very, very talented artist, except for his last album. The recent one? Yeah, which I actually heard in the car with the Godfather today.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
The whole thing?
Most of it. Yeah, pretty much the whole thing.
I listened to like two or three songs so far.
Yeah. Not impressed.
What?
Yeah. It's not Rob Zombie. But that's for a different show.
What?
Yeah.
We'll discuss this later.
We will. Absolutely. And you can discuss it with The Godfather, too, because, you know, we discussed it in the car as well. But that's not this show.
Okay, so we also know that over, especially the last year, TikTok has grown immensely. It was something fun before the pandemic, and then, like, everybody got involved during the pandemic, because at least for us, during the pandemic, it was a source of entertainment. Like, I haven't laughed so hard in my life. Now it's not.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
I don't think you... Okay, so, no, what am I talking about?
Yeah, what'd you see on TikTok?
It really was, though. Like, I know that I embarrassed my teenagers because we would say, okay, we're going to bed, and, like, 2 hours later, we'd be up here cracking up loudly because we were watching TikTok, which we'd never watched before. I obviously follow different things. I don't get as much funny now. But, Wicked Curiosity Media is going to start posting content under the Wicked Angel TikTok account. So look that up. There's a couple, like four videos on there now.
There's a couple, like four.
And hopefully we will start getting some content out. I'm a little shy. But anyway, we watch creators like we would watch reality TV at times. I don't know all of these creators myself, but I know that some of my teenagers do. Zoe Laverne.
Oh.
There we go. had her own scandal
Hold
in
on.
2021.
Okay, I'm going to check it real quick just to make sure.
Because she admitted to kissing a 13-year-old.
She was 19.
She was 19. She caught feelings for him and then apologized for it. Then she went on to this kid's live on TikTok and said, I hope you're doing well, and that she missed him. She is 19 years old. He is a child. Stay the fuck away. You're disgusting.
And she's still on TikTok.
Which is weird, because I've seen people completely removed.
It's so weird, because there's so many people who have gotten called out, and then they're removed instantly.
Yeah.
But the two people who just can't, who just won't be removed, are Zoe Oliver and Tony Lopez.
And I'm not Tony Lopez.
He's just some dude on TikTok. He's just a fucking fuckboy. Like, he's not attractive. He makes weird content. Like, it feels like it would be, like, for a younger audience, but he's, like, 19, 20, and he has literally caught a case because he slept with minors.
Gross.
But he's still on TikTok getting money.
Which is funny because I've seen creators lose their entire creator fund over nothing. Nothing.
Hated lyric.
Yeah, over nothing. Money that they have earned over nothing.
Yeah.
Well, what about Ava Louise? You know who she is?
Ava Louise, I don't think so.
She is the creator that created the rumor about Jeffree Star and Kanye West.
Oh, yes, the blonde. She's
blonde. She got dry lips. She looks like a
she got
white
dragged,
version of,
bro.
Whiter version of the Kardashian.
Which Kardashian?
The one with puffy lips.
Kylie,
yeah. It's a wannabe. So Jeffree actually, and I'm not a fan of Jeffree Star at all. I don't care for him.
I'll support Jeffree.
He did go on YouTube and clearly stated Jeffree Star is single and I've never slept with Kanye. She did admit that she made the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Because I would say, do we really believe it? But she admitted she made it all up. She just wanted clout. Then we have the twins, Alan and Alex Stokes, who were charged with a felony. I don't know them, but apparently they pretended like they had robbed a bank, jumped into like an Uber, had masks and a bag of money, and the guy refused to drive them anywhere because he thought they had actually robbed a bank. And then like onlookers saw it and thought that he was being like forced to drive, so they called the police. Please give them warning. Like 4 hours later, they did the same thing. So they got a felony. Because they're idiots.
Damn.
Yeah. Do you know Josh Richards?
What did he do?
He apparently leaked his own new Instagram Live.
What?
Doing a TikTok challenge where, like, you sit on your phone and show your butthole. I don't know. Anyway, he showed a... They have a lot of kids on his page.
Okay,
saw his junk.
Fucking, what's his name? James Charles' nudes have been leaked twice.
He's gross. What about Nessa Barrett?
I've heard of her.
She danced to a Quran verse. I don't really know.
She danced to a what verse?
Quran? Like the, help?
Quran?
Islam?
The Bible.
She danced to, like, the audio?
Yeah. I don't know. What about Cash Baker?
Cash Baker? I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to pass him because I don't know. He looks like a 12. Mattia Polibio?
I don't know. That sounds kind of familiar.
He dropped the N-word.
Okay.
Bruce Hall, we all have heard of because he threw a stupid party during COVID in California. They shut his power off.
He was one of the people who was like, oh my God, they shut my power off.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Shut
the fuck up.
Ava Louise, again, filmed herself licking a toilet seat during the pandemic. Why would you lick a toilet seat during a non-pandemic? What the fuck?
That's so gross.
I hope you got AIDS. I don't know what the Hype House is, so we're going to pass.
Okay. What do they do?
A bunch of people broke into the Hype House. Jenny Popatch?
Like, they actually broke into it?
Mom, Maria Ulysia, allegedly broke into the Hype House with their friends, claiming a caretaker let them in. However, Hype House member Alex Warren said they didn't have any caretakers. The intruders were also accused of stealing things, but denied they took anything.
That's kind of fucked up.
What's the Hype House?
So the Hype House has a bunch of really popular creators. So Alex Warren and his girlfriend Covert, me and Austin both watch them. We both know them. They originally had the D'Amelio sisters in there. And they had that other girl, Addison Rae, like a bunch of really popular TikTokers.
Young TikTokers.
Yes. First, like, blew up.
Okay.
But then, you know, they all left because drama and shit. But, like, there's a couple that are still in the hype house. It's just a bunch of TikTokers that live there and make TikTok all day.
Okay.
That's all.
What about Griffin Johnson and Dixie D'Amelio?
Did they break? Okay, like, is it about their friendship?
So Dixie accused Griffin of cheating on her by Snapchatting other girls while they were together. Then Griffin insinuated Dixie picking up with Noah Beck,
her current boyfriend. Yeah.
And then the real truth may never know, but Dixie and Griffin's relationship timeline is more complicated than trying to figure out the Joshua Bassett, Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter love triangle. I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm not going to explain it because it's stupid.
Chase Hudson and Charli D'Amelio.
Yes.
So apparently he cheated on her. They were the top power couple.
They
broke up in April 2020 after rumors emerged that Chase sent explicit pics to Nessa Barrett. Nessa told her boyfriend, Josh Richards, and he and Bryce Hall made a diss track about Chase called Still Softish.
Okay. If some dude sent a dick pic to your girl, are you going to go in the studio or are you going to go whoop his ass?
Right.
What the fuck? What's your choice?
A diss track.
And beat his ass.
You're not going to go in the studio?
I'm going to do these because we have like 9 minutes left. So there was a mom on TikTok who she made a video. She obviously edited it. But it appeared to have her throw her daughter with disabilities across the room. Daughter obviously has something along the lines, I would say, of like CP or something. She doesn't have a lot of mobility. And the video was edited to, like, her dancing with her daughter standing up and then throwing her. She came back and said, you know, there was a sister there. She loves to be thrown around. I don't know. Don't throw your disabled kids. Come on now.
Don't throw your kids, period.
Yeah.
just don't throw your kids.
And then there was one about high school students that made a racist TikTok. Ah, the Georgia high school seniors. Two Georgia seniors reportedly got expelled, won't graduate after they made a racist TikTok about African-American people. The video showed the two students using the N-word and saying derogatory things about African-Americans. They made a fake cooking show using ingredients like black, don't have a dad, eat watermelon fried chicken. I don't even like reading this out loud. Rob people and go to jail.
What the fuck?
Wow.
And they really didn't think that... Like,
that was a whole lot of racism in one sentence. Sorry, guys. I feel like I just tripped in my own mouth. But, yeah, they were expelled. They will not graduate. So,
good.
Way to go, guys. That was the dumbest TikTok you've ever made. Let's not be racist. It's 2021. It's kind of dumb. Can we just be done with it for fuck's sake?
Like, get the fuck over yourself.
Last thing I want to put out there is that Trump Book USA, all one word, .com, is out and running. And so it apparently is all of free speech. And if you want to go take a look at it, go for it. Have fun with that. Whew! That was a lot of show in 2 hours.
Was that 2 hours?
That was 2 hours.
Damn.
We spent the first hour talking about ourselves.
It kept going.
What did I say?
Tuesday.
So tomorrow night, there is a Cinephile exam.
Yes.
What is it about?
So we are going to be talking about scores and soundtracks of some of our favorite movies.
Awesome. Should I know nothing about?
You know about soundtracks?
I know the Bodyguard soundtrack. I have a CD somewhere.
Dirty Dancing.
I love that soundtrack, too. So
Footloose. I have that on vinyl.
Okay, and then Friday, I say it every week. I think the guy in glasses is having a show. He's really just working on getting himself a new co-host, as his previous co-host has left the building. Sunday, will there be a movie of the week?
Yes.
Do we know what it is?
No.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
And then that's the end of the week. So, wish Dan and I luck at Costco tomorrow. All of you listening, we've had a great night. I love having Anne here with me. I love that I have a continuous and constant co-host who is down to talk gossipy shit with me all the time. And I love that Dan is willing to come up and join us when he has time off, even though he could technically be down playing Minecraft. So.
And eating tacos.
Yes. Really appreciate you guys. We will hopefully be back next week. I always leave it up in the air because we don't always know what the schedules are. But as far as I know, we will be back and we will be talking more gossipy shit. So, in light of that, have a great night. We love you guys.
We'll see you guys next week. Sorry.
Good night.